Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I have on the end of the line here a good friend of mine is Steve DePass. He's actually a performer and a songwriter. And we've talked about those things in the past when he was on the show. But he's also a man who is politically astute and who has lived through a whole lot of things in this country, including the civil rights movement, which he was some part of. And today we're going to talk about the politics of right now. And those politics of right now involves somebody you might have heard of. His name is Trump. And we're going to give him a little perusal, so to speak. We'll talk about what this means. Steve, I think I was the first guy in my group of people that laughed at this possibility that Trump could be a candidate for the presidency. And, of course, I was joined by people like Jon Stewart and everybody else, including you. That the guy was a laughable situation. He ain't laughable.
Yes. Who would have taken him so seriously to think that he could have had such an impact? Certainly, I did not see this coming. But at this point, he is a serious candidate, and he's actually outscoring the more entrenched and traditional politicians whom you would expect would be leading the race. And he's leading them all.
And he's doing it, well, you know, the initial thing that he made his bones with was about the immigrants and how he's going to deport them, and he built a fence that's 200 miles high.
Very offensive.
Yeah. And all of that did not make a whit of sense, considering the expense of doing such a thing and everything else and the impracticality of the whole thing. So he was, people like you and I, completely dismissed him. There are a lot of people who loved what he said. Now, he has said things that do make sense. And one of the things that I wrote in a piece that I wrote a while back was that politicians, rich people who have an agenda, buy politicians like you and I buy a dozen eggs. In other words, a dozen eggs to you and me is chump change. A dozen politicians to a guy like Trump is still chump change. And if you think that your $25 donation to a politician is going to get you a voice, it ain't getting you anywhere. You may as well spend the money on a couple of cases of beer and have a good time.
Precisely. Well, the business of buying off politicians is not anything new. And remember, it was Will Rogers who said that we had the greatest politicians that money could buy. So going all the way back till then, we knew that politicians were purchasable, politicians were for sale, and the people with money are the people with the greatest influence.
Oh, yes, but, you know, if you put this system on steroids like Citizens United, you make the problem infinitely worse. Who ever thought that it would make it better?
Well, I like the way that you expressed that, Ernol. That is true. But what do you make of it? I'm interested in your ideas. What do you make of it? Tell us about it. I'm very fascinated, and I'll comment on your comments.
You mean, what do I think that the Trump effect has been?
Yes.
I think the Trump effect has been actually positive, because what you and I, who don't have the big voice, have been saying is now being said by the guys who made the rules in the first place. In other words, Trump says, I give a guy $1 million, I get $1 million worth of audience. What do you get? Nothing. And now that's a piece of honesty that we have to appreciate from him. And
he also said he was turning down donors because he didn't want to be beholden. I find myself at crossroads with my own purposes because Trump has never been my favorite character. And so you find yourself biting your cheek to say words that are going to defend anything that he is doing. But I suppose along with with the positives and negatives. You have to take a balance because he's not all entirely bad or all entirely wrong.
Isn't that the situation with all of us? One of the things I've always said is that we are a sum total of parts. In other words, Ernie Fazio is a pretty good guy, but he has some drawbacks. Steve DePass is a pretty good guy, but he has his drawbacks.
I got them from Ernie.
What'd you say?
I said I got my drawbacks from Ernie. Ernie, I didn't have any.
Oh, yeah?
Ernie had a surplus.
Listen, when I get a quick comeback from me is, oh, yeah? So's your old man. So anyway.
But you and I agree that Trump has become a phenomenon. He's an established phenomenon, and that his impact is broader and stronger than anything we could have predicted. He is just amazing us with his impact, and he's befuddling and bewildering a lot of people who are seasoned politicians, and they have to take actions based upon things that he is saying and doing. He's having such an impact. I've been accused from time playing the race card, but he plays the Trump card.
Yeah. I am getting a big kick out of watching the rest of that crowd squirm. And one of the things that he's doing, he's discrediting them all. He's making them all look very, very small. And and the truth is, they were very small to begin with. He didn't do anything to them. He just put on the spotlight. What do you think of that?
Let me ask you this. The discussion on immigration, I think some of his ideas are ludicrous, but he has stirred the waters in the discussion about immigration, particularly across the Mexican border.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing. That's so unworkable, it's not even imaginable.
Well, recently, he was talking about deporting 11 million people, not even having worked out the logistics or the costs of it, but he just glibly spouts out that we are going to import and this is going to solve the problem, 1, 2, 3. Very simplistic in his ideas.
Well, who was it that said every problem has a solution that's easy and simple and unworkable?
You're right. Right. I don't take stock in anything that he says which is actually a rational, workable solution to problems. It's just flippant. It's just off the cuff. It's just something where he's spouting a lot of words, and he also has kind of a street savvy way of making his arguments where he can obscure the other person's ideas with a lot of rhetoric and talk.
Well, I wrote an editorial letter, a letter to the editors. I don't know if they ever printed it or not. And what I said to the editor was, I wonder why everybody's so upset about Trump or that he's going to upset the apple cart. Well, I think they should just listen. And then when they're finished listening, listen some more. Eventually he'll bury himself and he won't be a problem. I still believe that's true, by the way. And I could be wrong on that, because what happens is we do mature in our thinking. Once we realize that people are actually listening to us, we say we better start being rational. And that might happen. And if it happens, he could get elected.
The pattern of his speech is more like the common man than the other politicians whose prose, when they speak, sounds more formalized, perhaps more hyper-educated.
I think it sounds more full of crapish.
That's the problem.
They really do. You know, I listen to these guys. I'm as well-versed in the English language as most of them. And I want to tell you something. I am not impressed with their slipperiness. I interviewed the county executive over in Nassau County back around 1988 or something when it was, I can't think of his name, but I'll never forget what's his name. Anyway, He was the most slippery character you could ever interview. And people say, didn't you nail him? I said, no, he's not nailable.
I think that you have a way of cutting to the chase with ideas. So I don't know how he could have slipped through your hold, your grasp, through your fingers.
But
I don't know. You have a way with you, unless he just obscured so much of what you had to say.
Well, he had with this melodious voice. He had a great presence on the radio. He was just the kind of guy that you'd say, this is a voice I have to listen to. And yet he was saying BS. But he was saying BS in gross terms that, I would have to think all night to be that full of baloney. Anyway, I'm working on it right now. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and I'm talking to Steve DePass. We're on 103.9 LI News Radio, and we're going to be back in a minute. We're going to be talking about this some more. Tune in.